Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going in Raw News Beef. Although today it's going to be a lean meat, Larson, because yeah, there is not a lot of news.
A leaner cut, like a sirloin.
Mmm, delicious. It's the only pro wrestling podcast you can listen to. It's right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. It's wherever audio podcasts can be found. And, of course, it's taped live at the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steven Larson. For the news beef, we are answering your questions. Are you trying to reach your brain right now, sir?
It's in my ear.
It looks like you're digging for gold, buddy.
No, it's just right here on the perimeter.
Ooh. You got one of those Star Trek II Wrath of Khan bugs?
Yeah, I have my ear bug. Yes.
Want to give a special shout out to Luke Owen from WrestleTalk
yes.
for showing up on Matt Chat this past weekend.
Man,
it's available
great.
On the channel. I know, I'm really loving, who'd have thought Matt Chat has sort of evolved into this wonderful collaborative thing that we've put
yeah.
together. I wonder who is going to be next. We
I don't
haven't
know.
Even talked about it.
No,
so
it's usually an off the cuff, like last minute deal. Ricky Scurry says, wash your hands. Why would I do that? Doesn't smell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's like a Steve thing. What are you doing, man? I'm supposed to be the gross one.
Oh, man.
You lose Big Red, and then all this happens. Now
I mean,
just,
technically,
it's
I haven't
all
lost him yet. He's
here.
Back there somewhere.
Hey, poor guy. I'm staring at the wall.
No, I might be looking at the floor.
You know, I might be looking at the floor. The WWE, is that our lead story? Yeah, here
sure.
we go. All right. Let's talk about this first.
All right, sure, let's do that. Do you want me to read this bit, and you can read the next bit?
I'll go first, so you can drink your little drink there, and I'll... What is that drink right there?
This is lemon sparkling water with real fruit juice in it. It's quite
nice.
It's quite refreshing.
All right, well,
it's gonna
you
make
take,
me belch,
a,
though.
Take a swig of that. I'll take care of this. So, on the heels of numerous reports that Vince McMahon is in the process of maybe basically stealing Twitch and Cameo monies from WWE talents... And Andrew Yang, entrepreneur, former presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, asserting that he'll tackle WWE classifying their wrestlers as independent contractors should he have a role in the upcoming potential Biden administration. Wrestling Inc.'s Raj Giri tweeted today, quote, I spoke to a few talents this morning, and they all really believe that things will change on the independent contractor front if Biden is elected. I'm skeptic based on history, but then again, I think it means I'm skeptical just based on history. But then again, we haven't had anyone as outspoken about it as Andrew Yang has been. And then he says at Wrestling Inc. Of course, that's who, you know. Anyways.
Yes.
Louis Dangour retweeted this, put the question out there to people. That brought my attention to it. So shout out to Louis for that.
Yes.
Thought it'd be fun to sort of talk about this. Number one. I can tell you who he didn't talk to, Jackson Ryker. That's probably pretty clear there. Probably didn't talk to Braun Strowman. And maybe AJ Styles. Maybe he didn't talk to AJ Styles. Although at this point, AJ probably would welcome some sort of change, given that
it's
he's got a
possible.
Very
it's
prominent
possible.
Twitch channel.
Maybe he traded the rights to his Twitch channel for his new bus. He did a video tour of his bus on Twitter or on somewhere. I saw.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's
I didn't
insane.
See it. Is it nice, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's well appointed.
Oh, I love it. Good for him. Does it have a live feed from his kids' football game on Friday?
I didn't see that, but like in his master suite, he had like the giant TV that had, you know, like gaming stuff on it.
Well,
it was something else.
My the high school that my kids go to have on Facebook and YouTube, like their live football games. But of course, we're not like I imagine in Texas, they're probably like full broadcast.
Oh yeah,
like primetime affairs. Here it's just, you know, live streamed and it's like bare bones. But I've been thinking of getting some Going In Raw advertisement on that.
There you
probably
go.
For like $50, like we could probably sponsor the whole thing.
I know, in Georgia, where I believe AJ lives, where, you know, is it more along the lines of Texas?
You'd think so.
Where high school football is almost on the same level as professional football? Or is it more like everywhere else? I don't know.
I don't know. You would think that maybe it's like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Anyways,
back on track here.
Yeah, you and I, look, we follow, as people who follow us closely know, we follow politics. I am especially, you know, I try not to be because I don't want to go crazy. But, you know, it's difficult with the election less than 30 days out not to keep a really close eye on
stuff. Definitely. Yeah, you know, we're two people who, despite the at times frustrating nature of what's going on in the world, we like to remain informed. But, yeah, there's a balance between remaining informed while not, as you put it, driving yourself crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we have a little bit of insight here to share. I've been a voter. We've both been voters since we've been 18 years old, and now we're super old.
So we vote a lot.
Yeah. So Andrew Yang right now, he is not an elected official.
Appointed official by someone who has been elected. Yes.
Right. He is simply an entrepreneur. He set up, I think, something called, it's not this, but it's like something like the Human Fund, like it's like Fund for Humanity or something like that, which is meant to forward his ideas. You know, he's proposed stuff like, I think he was a proponent of like universal basic income, stuff like that. He's been a fan of the WWE for a very long time. And when you have somebody in potentially a position where he could get some sort of role, if the administration does change hands, which given the polls right now seems like it might be likely, if the WWE is not on anybody's radar, which their work base relative to a lot of other industries is pretty damn small.
Yeah.
That being said, if you are on somebody's radar and they have a position of power, Andrew Yang might be able to do something here. If he is a labor secretary, even deputy labor secretary, something like that, if he lands a position, this might be a hobby of his to bring.
Well, I mean, it seems to be a priority for him. I mean, you know, he said that on Chris Van Vliet interview shortly after all this news came out about Vince trying to, you know, lock down third party deals with talents. That he said, even if he wasn't in the position, he was assuming that he would know the person who is in the position and try to use whatever influence he had to, you know, say, hey, look into this because it's something that needs to be addressed, because it is something that needs to be addressed. I mean, professional wrestlers under Vince McMahon's employ have been exploited for decades. You know, a lot of them paid very well, and a lot of them, you know, enjoyed, you know, really successful careers and made a lot of money for themselves. But, you know, Vince works as wrestlers a lot, historically speaking, you know, and just the nature of their contracts where they're labeled as, or you know, classified as independent contractors, while by every other definition being employees, in terms of the amount of control Vince is able to exert upon their careers. That's something he's been getting away with for way too long. And I hope Biden wins for a lot of reasons. If and when he does, that Andrew Yang is in a position to actually do something about this. Because in the grand scheme of things, yeah, it is a relatively small workforce. But, you know, worker protection shouldn't be reserved for companies that, you know, employ thousands.
Well, that's why I refer to it as a hobby, because in the grand scheme of things, you know, there's a lot in this country that leaves to be desired when it comes to worker protections. And there are much more expansive industries that affect a lot more people than professional wrestling.
But, you know, like, what, like, sorry, go ahead, go ahead, sorry.
Which is why it, this seems like it would be a niche thing for him to pursue. And I know he can wrap it up in a larger picture.
That's what I was going to say.
There's 22. There's Proposition 22 out here, which has to do with independent contractor status as it pertains to Uber and Lyft. But those are it's a bit apples and oranges. If he was able to make it worth the time to spend basically taxpayer money, because time is money, and when you're calling hearings and doing stuff like this, you're spending taxpayer money. He needs to be able to wrap it up into a larger picture that will affect many more people than just the WWE. That being said, if it is a matter of, okay, which administration is going to give any change? Well, we've seen that, you know, how close the McMahons are with the current administration. There ain't never going to be change there as long as that's happening. That ain't going to happen. At least there would be the opportunity, the chance for change if a new administration came in. So moving on here, because this is pertinent to what we were just talking about. I have no segue for this one.
Nope.
There's no news going on. So we're going to talk a little bit about the G1. It's going on. I have not really been keeping up. However, if I was a listener of this show and I have been keeping up, I might want a little bit of information about, oh, what's going on in the G1? What's happening? So I figured we'd drop some knowledge here on... about
the G1 standings. So we got two blocks, A and B. Officially, there is an unofficial C block. So anyways, your leader above on the A blocks, you got Jay White, Taichi, Minoru Suzuki, Will Ospreay, Kota Ibushi, all tied with 6 points. That's half that block tied for the lead. We're only four matches in. There's a lot of matches left. We're about halfway through, actually. Mm-hmm. B block, you got Tetsuya Naito, Yano, and Juice Robinson tied to top it. Six mm-hmm. points each. Mm-hmm. Kenta at fourth. We got Kenta, Zack Sabre Jr., Evil, and Tanahashi, all with 4 points in the B block. Goto, Yoshihashi, and Sonata, all with 2 points in the B block. Also, going back to the A block, you got Okada with 4 points. Cobb, Takagi, Ishii, all with 2 points. And Yujiro Takahashi, with the huge goose egg, 0 points, 0 wins. 0-4. I think so, he's technically been eliminated.
So I'm over here. I know you put the 411 Mania thing up. I've got tpwwnet.net. Naito, Juice, and Yano all being tied at 6 points. Do any of these guys have wins over the other? Because they have Naito listed in first, Juice in second, Yano in third.
See, or over here, 411 Mania, they have Yano and Juice Robinson. Flip.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming they don't have a tiebreaker over each other, like Naito and Juice or Yano. They haven't fought each other.
Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, on your list, is Jay White listed at the top on the A block? I know his only loss. He lost to Jeff Cobb last night.
I've got A block Kota Ibushi with 8 points. Jay White in third with 6 points.
Oh, that's weird. Here I got Kota with 6 points.
Did he have a match last night? This might be more updated. This is updated.
Yeah, he beat Will Ospreay last night, I thought. Maybe he lost to Will.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got Kota with 8 points. Let me see here. And this has the latest one here is from night nine. I don't know. Oh, this was, October 5th. So I think this is probably maybe more updated. I don't know. It says as of October 5th. So this is last night's.
Sorry. This, what I got here is October 1st. My apologies. I thought it was the most recent one.
We got to get the most updated.
Yeah, I thought I had the most updated one. Yeah,
okay, Juice did beat Yano, which might make him, put him in second place.
That makes the most sense.
Thank you, Patrick Oliva.
All right, so sorry, here, I messed up. So A block, Ibushi, 8, Okada, 6, Jay White, 6, Taichi, 6, Ospreay, Suzuki, all with 6 points. Jeff Cobb has 4, as does Ishii and Takagi. Yujiro Takahashi, though, still has 0 points. He has been technically eliminated. Everything I mentioned about the B block is still the same because they've only had 4 matches opposed to A block's 5. Naito, Juice, Yano with 6 points. Kenta, Sabre Jr., Evil, Tanahashi with 4. Goto with 2. Yoshihashi with 2. Sonata with 2.
Who was your pick? Do you remember our picks?
I had Sonata out of B block and Jay White out of A block. That's who I had.
Jay White's a good pick. People seem to.
But I think Sonata beat Naito, so they might have Sonata and Naito at the. It's not a challenge, Naito for the title. at like King of Pro Wrestling or whatever.
I had Kota Ibushi coming out of the entire thing as the first two time in 2 decades.
While.
I think it's been a while. I think it's been a long time. So, yeah, there you go. All right. So
maybe something else. We got Kota Ibushi versus Naito at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, that'd be rad. That'd be awesome. Let's see here. Now, we're going to talk about some Being the Elite, where a really beautiful looking, by the way, AEW
that belt
title
looked great.
Has been introduced in the latest Being the Elite. Brandon Cutler presented the Young Bucks with the BTE title, which is a title that can be defended in any type of competition. AEW really seems a bit more like Friendo Unified Championship Wrestling these days. You know, we had the 10 pounds of flesh title. We had I know in WWE and when we book Raw, we had the network title, all sorts of different types of titles, as opposed to just straight up like, oh, here's a mid. I know the TNT is kind of the mid card title, but that's main event. Mm-hmm. Plenty of times. It's just a different title. So this is a really cool looking title. Cutler left the belt with them to decide how the first champion is decided. But again, really, really nice looking title here.
It looks fantastic. Did you watch Being the Elite?
Yeah, most of it. What did I, let's see, did I miss anything here? I mean, I sort of scrubbed through a little bit. I saw the first bit. So Matt Sydal talked with Colt Cabana, who now, because of his facelift surgery, facial reconstruction, looks like Michael Nakazawa. So Sydal's talking with him. He's like, hey, prove that you are Colt Cabana. He's like, dude, no, I'm Colt Cabana. Of course, they're doing a really bad thing or a really bad job of, like, Colt's off camera speaking, and not because I was trying his best, and half the time he's not even trying to match his lips with him.
Yeah.
Colt mentioned something that like happened in their past, and Sydal was like, oh man, you know, I can't believe this happened to you. I believe you. Then he leaves. Then the real Nakazawa shows up. They jawed each other because they have a match on Dark tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Sydal keeps on going on about saying how he's going to break Michael Nakazawa's neck.
Mm-hmm.
He must have said that like five times.
Yeah. He said, you're going to, he said, instead of, I forget what he said, but he busted out his underwear and he said, I'm going to make you smell my ass and balls.
He called it Mr. Socko too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Socko. Yeah.
After that, we had John Silver and Five. I kind of like this. So Silver is the dude specifically that Brody Lee likes to bully. Five is Silver.
Yeah.
Silver's like, all right, Sammy Guevara's over there. He wants to be recruited to the Dark Order. I'm going to go do it. And then Five's like, well, how do you get to talk to him? Silver's like, I know how the kids talk these days. He is 29 after all. So he goes and he's talking to Sammy. And whenever he talks to Sammy, it's going good. And whenever Five would pipe in, it would just set him back. And ultimately, Sammy just says, you know, I probably would have joined if not for this guy. So, no, it's a no for me.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So, yeah, Silver's impression of Brody Lee is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
I sort of skipped over this part a little bit. Jurassic Express and Ty Conti were at the bar.
The audio was like based. I couldn't hear anything.
Kingston's lurking in the background. Anna Jay rolls in. She's like, hey, what are you doing hanging out with these losers? And she's like, they're my friends. She's like, no, come on. So she makes her go with her. Nick is telling Matt they need to do more vlogs because people don't like anything that they do except for the vlogs.
Yeah,
and that's when Cutler debuts the BTE title. He comes in and says, "Hey, I've got
good
looking
belt."
I skipped over this stuff because it looked really dumb. The Mi Phone 2. What was this?
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It was whatever.
Like the first part was out of sync. I wasn't into it. After that, we had the Dark Order working out. I think was it 10? Yeah, 10's on the bench.
Yeah,
and he's lifting like ridiculous weight. He gets up. He's like, oh, and they're all like clapping for him. And Silver's like, oh, yeah, look at these titties right here. I want to get some milk out of these titties. And Brody comes in. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, oh, I want to get some milk. What's wrong with that? And he was like, get the fuck out of here. So then he's like, get off the bench. He says, Anna, come in here. So he's like, put some more weight on. They put some more weight on. And she does a rep, you know, with just ridiculous weight on it. Of course, the camera sort of zoomed in so Uno and Silver could do the actual lifting. Yeah. And then Brody Lee orders Uno to do a rep. He gives a shout out to Big E because he does one.
That was great.
And then everybody leaves.
After that, we had Matt. He's texting Tony Khan. He said, hey, I'm going to PayPal you $50,000 to pay my fines in advance. We've been too nice lately. We got to go back to the old ways of doing things. There's a bunch of B-roll of them super kicking people like PWG and referees specifically. And he's texting Khan a bunch of emojis and stuff. And Khan just responds, FFS, for fuck's sake. Otherwise, but this next bit made me laugh. So it was a replay from Dynamite where Paige finds out that Kenny's in this tournament to crown new world contender. And then it freeze frames on his reaction, or right before his reaction. And there's like all this text falling on top with voiceover from Excalibur and Taz and JR saying, only Kenny's in a tournament. Just Kenny. No Hangman Page.
This isn't a tournament for tag teams. No Hangman Page.
I don't know why, but it actually pretty well done.
Yeah, I mean, that made me laugh too.
And then Cutler and Page are outside the stadium. They're talking the tournament a little bit. Cutler's like, I didn't know what's going to happen either. And Page is like, I'm a piece of shit. The Young Bucks are pieces of shit. Essentially, we're all pieces of shit. I'm going to go sit in the back of a pickup truck and throw out watermelons and blow off some steam. Do you want to come with me?
That was my favorite part. He said he's going to get in the back of a pickup truck and throw watermelons at things to blow off steam, which sounds amazing.
That was great. He offers Cutler his drink. Cutler's about to drink it. Paige grabs it, spills like half of it, downs the rest, throws the glass down. Mm-hmm. And says, come on, come with me. Let's.
I thought Paige's spiel here is actually really good. Like his actual. I know this is all a goof, but his performance is actually really good here.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Thankfully, Jorge points us out there were no Young Bucks going to Walmart segments unless they're going to turn that into like a thing where they fight the dudes who fight at Walmarts. I don't really care about that.
Oh,
stuff.
That'd be incredible if they did that.
I know, it'd be pretty rad. We have a Raw preview because that's tonight.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Kevin Owens is inviting Bray Wyatt to the Kevin Owens show in advance of their match on SmackDown, which will probably end up leading to Kevin Owens just being on SmackDown.
Seems that way.
Mm-hmm. And then Drew McIntyre and the Street Profits battle Randy Orton, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode.
So Bob Roode gets one little dalliance with the main event and back to the tag division with him.
They would go back to being a tag team. They need tag teams, though.
They do.
If they listen, I know it, chances are they're just going to go back to being like, you know, not a lot of personality guys. But if they're able to turn them into like number one, they're good as a tag team. Like as a in-ring tag team, they're good. They just need to get on the same page. Like put them, you know, Dolph wears suits sometimes. Put Bob Roode in suits again and have them do that. Like they could do something with them that would make people think, oh, they're not just thrown together. Like this works, you know?
Yes. Yes. No, I know. I mean, part of me just wants to see Bob Roode get a good singles push, even though I know it's probably never going to happen.
It's probably never going to happen, which I'm okay with. I just, you know, if I want to see him do something, and I think I'd actually enjoy a good meaty tag team with him and Dolph. I would be okay with that.
You'd be okay with that. All right,
Let's answer some questions here. I got the Twitter thread going. I don't know why I just stuttered. Patrick Sparks, the B-Man. WWE forces all talent to stream on Twitch. Top three most fun streams to watch. Clearly, it's The New Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, The New Day.
But it's not just Xavier Woods sitting there playing Fall Guys by himself. It's all three of them playing fun games together.
Got to be all three. It would be the worst.
I'd like to see The New Day tackle L.A. Noire.
That'd be good.
I feel like that could be really goofy fun.
I feel like the worst would probably be Forgotten Sons.
They should play Junkyard Simulator. I have that game. They can come over here and play it. Well, two of them can.
Anthony, which three wrestlers from any promotion would you trust to be a good guide for you all? So are we talking a guide, like a tour guide? Are we talking like a
what
Sherpa?
What kind of guide are we talking
like
about?
Someone to help us up a mountain?
Would trust to be a good guide?
Like a life coach?
Well, Thatcher is a great life coach so far. His Thatch Can lessons have taught me many things.
That's true.
For example, improvisation.
Exactly. Making adjustments.
Making adjustments. Exactly.
Oh, is Anthony here in chat? That's what I was curious about.
Probably usually
kind
is.
Of guide. Patrick Oliva, looking back at, does it appear the main event ending was audibled after Finn hurt his jaw? Seems Finn said go straight to the finish to the ref, and Kyle moves into place. I did notice that Kyle moved into place for that coup de grace.
They had already gone 33 minutes. I was fine with it. That would not shock me at all. When are we supposed to hear back about that anyways?
I'm sure it's open-ended. I kind of want to see the spot where... Because I know some people in chat were saying it was when Kyle gave him a knee, but I don't remember if it was right towards the end or what.
I don't know.
So maybe after we're done here, I'll check that out. Fear and Loathing, what would your reaction have been last night if instead of Holland, Dexter Lumis dumped Cole over the guardrail? That would have made some sense.
That would have made some sense.
Lumis has some history with the Undisputed Era, specifically Roderick Strong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that would have been motivated. I would have understood that.
Yeah.
Ridge Holland kind of coming out of nowhere is kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other than they just want to push Ridge Holland. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. So wait, we haven't heard back about Finn's jaw?
Nope.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Ugh, that sucks. Dude, can you imagine if they have to vacate that title again?
I know. Really, I think the idea, though, of crowning a new champion and a gimmick battle. Oh, he's holding his jaw right there. About 2 hours and 25 minutes in. Rest talking to him.
Let's see here. Okay, this is interesting. So Will Combs says, what will you guys dress up as Halloween for this year? It's going to be a surprise for me. Do you have any idea what you're going to do? I know what I'm going to do.
I have not thought about it yet.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Maybe I'll be Kyle O'Reilly.
So the Singularity X says, Larson, was when Finn was on the turnbuckle and Kyle gave him a running knee.
Saw that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. He holds his jaw right after that. I didn't notice it during the show. So I just happened to stop right when he was holding his jaw. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, the ref's talking to Kyle, and Kyle's getting in position.
Ah, okay.
And he rolls over to the coup de grace.
Man, regardless, like, that was a stellar match.
Just yeah, it was really good. Match. Something tells me the finish probably wasn't too far.
Ricky Scurvy says 24-hour Halloween stream. No, man.
No. We're done with the 24-hour streams for now, man.
No.
Dalen Dula.
Dula.
Says, you have recently opened a haunted house attraction in Frankfort, Kentucky. Unfortunately, everything has gone awry lately, and you have begun to suspect it might actually be haunted. What wrestlers do you hire to investigate, and what Scooby-Doo-esque shenanigans do they find? You gotta have Baron Corbin. He likes the ghost hunting stuff.
Yeah, he does. He's done ghost hunting. I thought he just collected like actual heads.
No, I think he had like a YouTube show where he's doing ghost hunting.
Really? Baron did?
I thought so. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought so.
Man, this is a shocking moment in our podcast, dude. You know why?
Why?
We don't have, I hate to do this, we don't have any active mods in the chat right now.
Oh, is Ricky going to be a mod?
Am I able to do that? How do I do that?
I thought Ricky was already a mod.
No, God, no.
He is now.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
With great power comes great responsibility, Ricky.
Wow.
So, yeah, Baron Corbin's Haunted World. It was on WWE's YouTube.
We're going to face a mass defection from the other mods on that one.
You're not even paying attention to me.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Baron Corbin's Haunted World. It was on WWE's YouTube channel.
Baron Corbin? That's rad. I wonder if you found any ghosts.
So is the St. Augustine Lighthouse, the episode I did a Google search and it came across. I know they've done, like other ghost shows have done that place. So.
Oh, that's funny. Gary MacArthur says, by the way, when you don't say the S sound on the coup de grace, you're saying blow the fat. So if you say coup de grace, according to Gary MacArthur, he says it means blow the fat.
Huh.
Coup de grace. This might be another troll, though. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, what's that thing they make with duck liver? Foie gras?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So could be.
Could be.
I don't know. Nick, with both Candace and Johnny taking L's last night, it's possible both will get drafted to the main. If so, which brand would they fit in with? I don't know. I'd be shocked if Gargano went to the main roster. He feels NXT for life, man.
I think they've done a really great job like rebranding him. I think they can get even more out of him. I would be shocked too. I'd be shocked as well. Although I'd welcome it. I'd be happy to see it.
I mean, they wouldn't do anything with him.
Okay, he'd end up in a better spot. There's two people on SmackDown who really should be in a better spot, and that's Drew Gulak and Shorty G. He'd be better off than them.
I don't know.
It's SmackDown. SmackDown's good. He'd take whatever spot Riddle's spot was supposed to be.
Well, that's still up to Vince. If Vince like, oh yeah, I think Vince probably likes Matt Riddle. I don't know if he likes Johnny Gargano.
Yeah, maybe.
Chad Gable is a phenomenal wrestler, and they don't do anything with him.
Yeah, he's got tons of charisma, too.
I know. He's got it all. They do nothing with him.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Same with Drew Gulak, phenomenal wrestler. From a character perspective, he can do anything. Yeah. He's proven he could do anything.
Man, remember when he was Zod that time? That was great. That was really good.
He's had like four awesome characters on 205.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Greg Morris, are there any current storylines that'll simply disappear like the SmackDown hacker? Take your pick. At any moment, Raw Underground. Just never show up again.
Yeah.
Entirely possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be sad if Raw Underground disappeared today. Not really. I'm sort of over it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I never went anywhere. Anthony Tobias, since there are no GMs on Raw and SmackDown, will Stephanie be announcing the draft picks, or should a legend from each brand do it, like Angle for SmackDown and Triple H for Raw? Just have Adam Pearce be Commissioner Pearce. He announces the picks.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me if they did that. Although I imagine they're just going to do graphics and have
probably
commentary.
Probably. Oh, wow. Sean Lathrop, who would you have as an authority figure out of the five major North American brands? Who would you have, I guess, for each? Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, Impact. So NXT's got Regal. That's fine.
Yeah. SmackDown AEW would be Pierce.
AEW has Tony Khan. That's fine.
Yeah. SmackDown has Pierce. Raw should have Samoa Joe as an authority figure.
That'd be good. Impact, is it stated on camera that Scott D'Amore and Don Callis?
He's on camera quite a bit, actually.
Okay.
You know, what's great is that I can actually confirm that because I watch Impact.
There you go.
It's nice to be useful.
That's why I ask you.
Oh, I can't wait till tomorrow, man.
Oh, you're going to debut the...
Yeah, the Melissa Santos emote. Impact can just have it if they want it. They can. I will take it down, and they can have it if they want it. But we'll see if they want it.
Yep. T-Chive, if NXT was having a War Games match this year, who's in it? I suppose they could. They got the next takeover in December in a couple months, so I suppose they could.
Yeah.
It might get wrapped up in this whole Undisputed Era Ridge Holland.
So Finn,
assuming he's healthy, I don't know how long it takes to heal from a broken jaw.
Finn, so I would like it to be. I don't want the Undisputed Era to break up right now. Maybe they break up as a result of war. Haven't they won every War Games they've been in?
No, they lost one of them.
Did they lose one of them?
Ciampa hit that air raid crack
You're right. You're right. I would want it to be Finn, Ridge, and the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Okay.
Versus the Undisputed Era.
Okay.
That'd be good.
That's good.
I'm just trying to do something. Says Steve needs it because I watch Impact. Shirt.
Because I watch Impact.
Because I watch Impact.
NJWP, do you reckon Bayley or Sasha is winning the Women's Rumble next year? That'd make the most sense.
Yeah, that totally makes the most sense.
Sober Chad, is Rich Holland's new gimmick the bouncer bartender? Oh, maybe. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is who what?
Is Rich Holland's new gimmick bouncer bartender?
Yeah. You're out of here.
Lord Ziffer, assuming Finn is not shoot injured, do you want to see the return of the Demon King at Halloween Havoc? That would make sense.
Oh, Halloween Havoc?
Bring back the demon for Halloween Havoc. That could be fun.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Tim Morris, what's the likelihood of Retribution being split up in the draft and the story going absolutely nowhere? 50-50.
Wow, you really think they would pivot that hard?
I don't know, man.
Is that a shoot, 50-50? You think it's a toss-up?
It's probably more like 35-65.
I would give it like an 80% chance it's not going to happen. I'd say it's like a 20% chance.
Panda Police Club, I didn't know much about him before last night's takeover. This match made me jump on board the Kushida hype train. Are there any matches that you experienced that changed your perspective on or introduced you to any stars? Kenny Omega versus Okada.
Yeah, that introduced us to new. Yeah, the Wrestle Kingdom 11, like, introduced us to the entirety of New Japan, yep. And it was just, there hasn't been really a moment like it, and that was like for me probably one of the best moments of doing this show was like, okay, you know, I'm doing this, this is my job now. Let's learn some new stuff. This has some buzz. Let's check it out. And I hadn't felt that way since the first time I saw RVD and Sabu wrestle. Mm-hmm. And that was like, whoa, didn't know that could happen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yep.
All right. Is that it? Is that all we got?
Sure.
All right. Twitch chat, stick around for a little bit. I think there's some highlighted messages we could check out.
Yep.
Everybody else, thanks for watching. We appreciate it. We'll be back with our Raw recap tonight live on the Twitch right afterwards. On YouTube and our podcast can be found. Let us know what you guys think about everything we talked about today in the comments. I'm sure given that we were talking about political stuff in the open, we'll have plenty of those. So thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo care package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home,
it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.